Chinese authorities, where do they discover that the 767, the Boeing 767 private plane that was built here, special for order for President Zemin?
$767 million it cost.
Turns out to be bugged from stem to stern with satellite-operated listening devices.
What did you say?
Yeah, what? In the studio with us today is Drew Lucey, China hand for the National Security
Agency. You want a Kleenex or something?
And Drew, and you guys caught a bug.
Yeah.
And Drew has some remarkable tapes. Welcome to the show, Drew.
It's really an honor, Peter.
Well, you actually have taped conversations covertly intercepted from President Zemin's plane?
Really? Look, there's a spittoon right over there. If you want to get on with it.
From the 767's maiden voyage, Jang aboard, you bet we do. His bedroom, his bathroom, the kitchen, they're all bugged.
My kitchen is bugged.
We got a tape from all of these. Yeah, I'm not talking about insects.
I know.
Now.
It's a comedy
this
show.
This is the real
thing.
Come on, Drew.
Okay, let's take a listen to those tapes right now. You'll tell us what they're doing.
I'm
going
to tell you.
Okay, here's the first one.
All right, it's the intercept from the bedroom. Translate here. He said, look at this bed, big and soft. In 1947, on the long march to Yunnan, I slept in the dirt, but hey, baby, look at me now. That's a Chinese pun. It's a little hard to translate. You just sort of got it.
What's that now? It's a little hard to see.
He's jumping on the bed.
Oh! What was that?
He was jumping on the bed and he must have landed on the bug. Look, there's more.
He seems very excited. What's he saying?
Oh, now here the president's measuring the TV. He says it's 48 inches. That's the longest one he's ever seen. He's very happy. He says Vanna White will be almost as big as White.
Oh, that'll be good.
Okay, that's the end of the bedroom tape. Let's move on to the bathroom.
All right, now what's he doing now?
Well, he's tested all seven positions on the luxury shower head. He likes them all. He doesn't like the stingy one here. He's calling that the American water torture. He's got some sense of humor, that guy. Okay, all right. Move on to the next take. Move on. Come on. This is from the galley. Mr. Chang is here talking to the chef.
Yeah, well, what's he saying?
He's talking about cooking food for President George W. when he comes to China. The chef wants to know what to cook. Jack says, doesn't matter. If George is like his father, he's gonna throw it all up on the prime minister, and half an hour later, he'll be hungry again. That's kind of a Chinese sort of pun to it.
How come it took the Chinese so long to discover the bugs when the report says they gave off a strange whining sound?
Oh, that's real easy. You know, this Jiang guy is a famous whiner. He whines about the economy, whines about Taiwan, the Olympics, the Falun Gong. He's a whiner. Whines all the time. Only after he left the plane did they figure out that the whines not coming from him.
What I don't understand is why are the Chinese treating this incident so casually? Yeah, they don't seem at all.
They're very conciliatory.
You know what they're saying in the news. Americans are not the only buggers on the block, you know?
What do you mean?
What?
80% of all the light bulbs in the White House are produced in China.
Yeah.
You know, they're sitting around right now in Beijing. They're laughing at the tape of W choking on a pretzel. One pretzel away from Dick Cheney. I gotta go.
He says
he's gotta go too.
Oh, okay. Well, so many people to bug.